Obviously, we completed day one of our rookie camp. Nobody got hurt. People moved around pretty good. There's a lot of learning going on both sides of the football. Basic stuff, one-on-one on both sides. Offense has to learn a new defense. Defense has to learn what the offense does, and it's pretty new for everybody. But all in all, they moved around well. You know, guys are in pretty good shape when they came.
What did you think of the way Bryce Petty threw the ball, given the restrictions?
He throws the ball pretty good. He's got a quick release. He's got a nice touch. Same things he showed in college.
Your personal pick, D lineman, is it more difficult to evaluate those guys? It's obviously the nature of practices.
You know, you evaluate the D lineman on film coming out. So in practice, you want to make sure they're in shape. They want to learn what to do, learn how to use their fundamentals and techniques. So you try to evaluate them that way.
Todd, has anyone ever surprised you with these rookie mini camps? Any of your stops? Somebody maybe you didn't draft that kind of came out of nowhere?
Not in the first day. Maybe over a couple days, if you see what they can learn and how they apply and if they do certain things right. I don't think anybody surprised me on the first day. Somebody might be faster or slower or a certain type of way physically, but not overall.
No. So how about just in general, if any of your stops, who's the best player to come out? Rookie mini camp, didn't
draft. Ooh, getting old. My memory is leaving me, but that I didn't draft. Trying to think. We've had some free agents in the past. I'm trying to think guys that have made our team. Off the top of my head, I really couldn't tell. No, I didn't say that. I just said it was early, and you got to wait till tomorrow, and you can see quite a few things, and it's all evaluation and what you're deep at and which positions you're not. Well, that's going to be hard to tell right now.
Do any of your draft picks have to go back to school after this camp because they're in quarter systems or any of that stuff?
No, they should all be here. I think Jarvis and I think somebody else has to go away for 2 days, so to speak, okay. But everybody else will be here.
Coach, when the organization evaluated Bryce Petty, his ability to take care of the ball, how much did that jump out at you?
Well, it jumped out a lot. You know, taking care of the ball is one of the quarterback's main concerns. So with him having the touchdown that he's thrown compared to the turnover that he's thrown in a pass-happy offense, you got to admit that's pretty good. So he's got to be making some pretty good decisions.
When you look at Corey Hilliard, why did he decide to retire?
I think between the travel and his family life and there's too much commuting back and forth, I think he's had enough for the month.
What sort of role do you envision for Lorenzo Malden? Is he a guy that's strictly a pass rusher, or do you see him, having a variety of responsibilities?
We hope he's overall a solid linebacker for the run and the pass, but without being in pads, it's a little early to tell right now. Judging off his college tape and why we got him here to eventually learn to be a full-time linebacker. But obviously, we got Calvin and Copples and Davin and IK and all those guys. So. Riley, he's got some guys he's got to work to beat out.
He's obviously his journey is well known. Went through some hardship growing up. Is that something that you think has driven him to get to this level?
I'm sure it has. Anytime you go through those type of situations, they help shape who you are as a man, and they help you grow, and they make you hungrier. So he's got an opportunity, and he's been given the chance to do something special for himself and his family, and I think he should take full advantage of that, and he's working towards that.
I know that you said tape is the best way to evaluate defensive linemen, coming into something like this, but were you able to gauge anything off of what Len Williams was able to do today?
No different than on tape. He's explosive, he's powerful, he's smart. The one thing I saw, he has good eyes. He can hit and lock out, and he can see what's going on and kind of still play with his feet light. But it's early on day one, but that's one of the small things I've seen.
There's a follow-up to that, talking about a guy having good eyes. How do you kind of notice that? There was one time out there he didn't bite on the play action. He got right in Bryce's face. When you notice a guy having good eyes, what do you kind of notice?
He's a disciplined player. Whether he does his technique and he knows where he needs to be, you can tell he's played a lot of football. He takes on blocks a certain way. He's seen quite a few more things than some rookies have seen.
At these camps, some players are probably not going to make the league, so there might be some technique issues. Is there a concern when you have a player like Leonard Williams going up against that type of competition in terms of him getting hurt? I don't know if you heard Dante Fowler got carted off today.
No, I didn't hear.
Yeah.
No, there's no concern. You grow up playing football, and being injured is part of it. If you worry about getting injured, then you're going to get hurt. You got to play your best against no matter who it is across the line, and you just let it go. That's my belief.
Sorry. Just the competition level, maybe like the offensive line technique. I'm not saying these guys are not properly taught, but because of the competition level at the rookie mini camp, is there any additional concern?
You know, I mean, the competition's the same level in college. He plays some tough games, he plays some not so tough games. So against the guys he goes against, no different than coming out here. He just has to play his game and not worry about who he's across from.
Tom, the Reynolds report came out this week. It mentioned Tom Brady and word that he may be punished, you know, based on his findings. Do you have any reaction to that? What did you make of it?
No, it has nothing to do with our team at this time.
Do you expect Brady to get suspended?
I have no idea.
Do you hope he will?
Do you hope he will? That's not my concern. That's not. I'm practicing like he's going to play, but that's so far off that I don't even think about it.
Todd, with Jarvis Harrison, I don't know if we got a chance to ask you about him after the draft. Obviously, a lot of physical skills, but there were some concerns about his motor. What is your take on that?
Some games he played harder than others, but you can probably pull out any college player going into the pros to have done that at some point in time. And Jarvis is a big guy. He's an offensive lineman. He's not going to go out and run 400 meters in 47, 48 seconds. So, obviously, the better shape he's in, the best he can play. I don't know the situation down at A&M, but he has a chance for where we got him at as the value pick. He has a chance to show that he's more than that type of player, and we thought it was worth the gamble to take on him.
Coach, how big is the adjustment? Is it when a guy like Bryce has to get used to playing under center now?
Well, he's played under center before. I think it's an adjustment. It's another thing the quarterback has to do, you know. I don't think it's a far adjustment. He's not changing sports and coming in raw. He has to take snaps under the center. He has to learn what to do, no different than most of the other quarterbacks that come in now, because most of the quarterbacks coming out of college are shotgun quarterbacks. So that doesn't mean they're bad quarterbacks. That just means they have a learning process.
We don't run in the huddle. You never huddle at Baylor. Just getting the play out in a way for the team and kind of just getting back into that, something you didn't do in college. How difficult do you think that might be for him?
For him, I don't think it'll be difficult. If you know Bryce, he's a very engaging guy. You know, he's very smart. He's very football smart. So repeating plays in the huddle shouldn't be a problem for him.
Todd, when you get a former first-round pick like A.J. Jenkins in a rookie minicamp like this, someone who's played 4 years in the league, what are you looking to see from him?
You want to see the hunger, first of all. Is it still there that he wants to play and has something to prove? And then you want to see him make progress. And he should be a little more experienced than the other guys, but you want to see if the hunger is there. And then he has to pick up the system like the rest of them.
Does Bryce's attitude give him a chance to be an impactful player for you as a rookie?
I don't know if it gives him a chance or not a chance. It gives him a chance to learn it, and he can get better. And he has all the intangibles, but that word is thrown around so much, you know, it's sort of the new word for potential. He has intangibles to be a good quarterback, as well do our other guys, so that's we throw him in the mix and see what happens.
Is there anyone in the group of undrafted free agents who, you know, feel sort of fortunate that they weren't drafted and you were able to kind of get them, that they were before?
I was surprised Tywan Jones from Michigan State wasn't drafted. He showed some good stuff on film. He's a thumper. He's a pretty heady ball player coming in. I was kind of happy to have him when I saw him just because I thought he was getting drafted. No knock against the rest of them, but that's what I saw. He's one of the guys I looked at.
How can you evaluate these tryout players? You mentioned before how important it is to see these guys in pads. Well, you're really not going to get a chance to see these guys in pads, so what do you evaluate them on?
Well, technique, being number one, technique, being in shape, how well they grasp the system, fundamentals. And then they got competition periods out there where you can see they have a little time to do a lot. So you got to kind of gauge it by them. Then it's all about you compare them to the guys on your team. Are they better? Are they worse? Or if they're not better than the guys on your team, then you can't do anything about it.
Devin Smith made the one long catch today down the sideline, which was kind of what he was known for in college. Did you see anything other than that today that would lead you to believe that, you know, more of an all-around receiver?
I think he's an all-around receiver going in. I think he needs some route work, obviously, as do all of our guys. But, you know, one catch, like you said, he's been making all his life when he was in college. So We'll get him some route work. He's got to learn some new defense and some new defenses to read, and he's got to learn some new offensive routes. So that'll take a little time for him, but he's a determined guy. I'm pretty sure he'll get it.
What about Deion Simon's technique? Where is that at right now?
He needs some technique work. You know, he's a big guy. He's a well-built guy. He's more powerful than most of the guys he played against, but he's going to have to learn some technique work. His feet got to get quicker. His hands got to get stronger and quicker, but he has potential. Again, you know, he's a good sign at that time. He's a good nose tackle, and we're going to work with him.
Did you have him rated much higher than the seventh round?
I don't know if we had him rated as high, but compared to the guys we had to pick and the rounds we picked them in, I guess we're a little bit surprised seeing them there, but I know a lot of teams that were going to take them.
How about you as a staff? Are you guys starting to get your feel about working with each other? How much do you use this time to do that?
Now, this time is important, just as important for the coaches as it is the players. So, you know, a lot of these guys come from different places, hadn't been together before. So it's good for the chemistry and who can do what, who's the yeller, who's the teacher, who does this, who does that, and get a feel for each other so they know how each other ticks.